live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. And the site itself actually allows you to influence the stuff that we'll talk about here on the program. Mark, you've got a couple things you wanted to talk about that you got from that from our site, freetalklive.com. Were they one of the top five stories, the stories you're going to...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they were.
Yeah, so you can actually influence the stuff we discuss here by going to freetalklive.com, submitting your ideas for show prep. And even if it doesn't make it on the air, other people of a liberty mindset will see it, and that's useful. So it still gets you, it still, just by simply submitting the idea to the website, gets people's eyes on it. And it also makes it more likely, when it gets up to the voted by our listeners, by listeners like you, voting on each of the different articles, you can vote up or vote down. The more popular ones make it to the front page of the site, and it's constantly being updated. So there's always something new. Whenever you go to freetalklive.com, if you go once a day, you're going to see something new at the top there every single day. And you can be a part of it by submitting different ideas. Anyway, freetalklive.com. We will take your calls about anything. If you've got a census experience, they have the enumerators coming around. They started on Saturday. They walk around with a clipboard and a bag or something like that. And they're going door to door, and they're trying to ascertain why it is you haven't sent them their census form back. And I have not, and I will not, and I will not answer any of the questions. I don't care that it says in the Constitution that they can answer, they can ask the one question and they ask 10 more or whatever. I don't care about all that. I don't support the government. It's a coercive, violent monopoly, and I will do everything I can to non-cooperate with them as much as I possibly can. And this is an easy one. The census is, I think it's a really great introduction to non-cooperation for people. If you think about it, there's very little penalty out there, and they have a threatened penalty. It says on the census envelope, your response is required by law. And then they'll say that you'll get a $100 fine if you don't. And I've heard something about five years in prison? I don't know. No, there was no prison time. It was just like a fine. Anyway, it's nothing, essentially. And the idea that they're even going to go after somebody for it is also, I think, pretty ludicrous. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not giving you legal advice. I'm saying if you've been excited by the idea of non-cooperation and civil disobedience, but you're not here in New Hampshire yet, this might be one way to give it a shot where you are. Just an idea. People are they've got video cameras, they've got quick.com on their cell phones, audio recording devices. Good thing, it'd be probably a good idea to have that handy so you can record your interactions with these people, especially if they come back. I can tell you the guy that I interacted with today, I don't think he's going to want to come back. He did not like the fact that I had a video camera on my own property from within my own home recording him. And so I'm going to play the audio here. It's real short. The interaction did not last long. And as I said, I'm nice to bureaucrats. I'm not angry at them. I've moved past my anger stage. Not productive at all for you in multiple ways. But I'd originally wanted to ask some questions about the nature of the census and all that, or the nature of government, or their relationship with it. How do you feel about working for an organization that that kills people around the world? I thought about maybe going off in that direction, but you feel out the situation. And in this particular case, he was being very nice, and he wasn't being authoritarian bureaucrat at all. So it was a pretty pleasant interaction. Anyway, here it picks up right from when I opened up the door. He introduces himself as a census worker, and I asked him what his name was. And I did tell him my name, and I feel like, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But then again, he told me his name, so I figured it was fair. I gave him my first name. I didn't give him my last name. And so here we go.
U.S. Census.
All right. Zero. I have this camera here, Joe. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to be recording this this interaction. So,
I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with it.
You might have to go away.
Okay. I think I might go away.
Okay. Tell Keith I said hi.
Well, you know Keith.
Oh, I know Keith.
All right, hang on a second. I'm going to explain that one. So Keith,
the real bureaucrat,
Keith is a free stater. Keith was named as the number one best political activist for 2009.
Just activists, but activist it was
by political year, yeah. organization.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, it was for doing politics. And so he was named that by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a great organization doing a lot of really great work inside the system. And Keith has, you know, true to form, done a lot of activism. There's no doubt about it. Keith is a dedicated liberty activist. The guy spends money, his own money and time, going out and doing things, traveling and doing outreach and things like that. So there's no doubt that he's a great activist. But for some reason, I don't know why, he decided he wanted to get a job with the census. And because he was in the military in the past, so he's already worked for the feds. I guess he had whatever, you know, recruiting ability that qualifications that was needed. He's essentially an administrator for the census. He's a trainer. He's not a, I guess administrator is probably not the right word. He's not the lowest level. He's not one of these.
He's the overseer.
Yeah, yeah. What was the name for these people that are going around, the inductees or whatever?
I thought they were
spaced out.
The counters or whatever.
The enumerators.
He's the chief enumerator.
Yeah, so he's like the trainer for the enumerators. And so I knew that that this guy was coming today. I didn't know which day it would be, but I knew generally when it was going to be. And of course, they're coming to your house. If you got one of those forms and you didn't send it back in, sometime between this past Saturday and the future, you will receive a visit from one of these guys. So be ready for it. Have your camera charged up if you're going to record it. That's what you want to do. So I knew it was going to come, and so I knew that he was being trained by Keith, one of the liberty activists in the area. And of course, we make fun of him. We call him G-Man. You know, that's his little fun name now because he works for the government. And so anyway, just want to explain why he was shocked, like he was surprised, which is funny because I was under the impression that Keith told him about me and to expect to be recorded. So maybe he just didn't remember which house it was or whatever. But when I mentioned that I knew Keith, it really visibly relieved him. You can see it in the video and you can hear it in his voice as well, that he seemed a little, obviously he was stressed out because of the camera, but it certainly provided some relief.
Well, you know Keith.
Oh, I know Keith.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, Ian, I will give him the word.
Yeah, I don't participate. So yeah, I mean, if you could show me a proof of obligation,
anything. I don't participate. Oh, oh, that explains everything. I see. Now I know what brand of lunatic you are. Go on.
Yeah, I mean, if you could show me a proof of obligation that
he's gonna whip me
that
out.
I'm somehow obligated to participate, I'd happily participate. But I've never seen that, so I'll have to respectfully decline.
Okay, so I'll put it down as
crazy.
Ian. Yeah. All right. I think that's what I'll do. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye. Thanks. Bye now.
All right, that's it. So about a minute long situation there, and the video is in HD, and I'll upload it later on to the Freekeen YouTube channel, which you can access over at freekeen.com. So there you go. I mean, any comments, gents? Pretty short. To the point.
I wouldn't call that guy a bureaucrat. So I think you took the right approach. He's
you
just the
you
guy
wouldn't call him a bureaucrat?
No, he's just the guy that needs a job.
That's how I feel about it, right? I mean, that's what
aren't most bureaucrats that way, though.
Yes, they are, and that's why they don't deserve. They don't deserve to be hated.
Well, it's not going to work to hate them. I don't know deserve is a funny term. I mean, people can come up with reasons.
But, I mean, they're not. Most bureaucrats aren't cracking heads. Like some cops are hurting people, and I can understand the animosity toward
them. That's not what a bureaucrat means. A bureaucrat usually means some kind of stiff-necked, difficult to deal with bean counter that always goes by the rules.
Oh, really? I just call all government bureaucrats
right,
bureaucrats.
Right. I understand. Well, and the larger definition is somebody who works for the government.
Yeah, that's how I use the term, but I see where you're coming from. And I absolutely agree, Curtis, that, you know, like these enumerators, they're part-timers, basically.
Attempts, so.
Yeah, they've been hired on. They're going to be gotten rid of after they're done with the count, and they're just people looking to make some money. And I can't blame them for that, though I'll make fun of Keith for it because, well, we're around him, and it's fair.
Yeah, it's funny.
For us to do that.
Activist of the year.
But, yeah, I mean, you don't want to be mean to the bureaucrats in general because you want to show them that liberty-minded people are friendly.
Right. Liberty's not going to work until, everybody can be treated fairly, and they're not going to feel like they're treated fairly.
But you don't have to be obedient to be friendly.
That's true.
All right, so 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Coming up, arrested for asking directions? Mark will tell us about it.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-9602. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-9602. That's 800-204-9602. 800-204-9602.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls here in moments. But first, I want to tell you about the School Sucks podcast. I mentioned it a few segments ago. But for those of you just tuning in, government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. You can visit their brand new website, schoolsucksproject.com, to make a profile, join the forums, and help these ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue, we're going to get to your story here, Mark, in a little bit about somebody who was arrested for asking a cop directions, I believe. But first, we go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Guys, I wanted to talk about the Hootery or the Hootari or however you say it. I never even heard of these guys before the arrest. How would you, what is the correct pronunciation?
Honestly, I haven't heard it pronounced. I would go with Hootery.
Okay. So the Hootery guys, the judge ordered them released on bond today. What a surprise, isn't it? And I remember when you guys first were reading this story about how dangerous these guys were, and they were planning to blow all this stuff up, and I called you on that, and I said, you know, 80% of what you're reading is a bunch of lies, or if it isn't lies, it's just plain.
Well, we didn't say they were dangerous, Gene. That was what the story
said. But you were reading the article and talking about these Christian militia groups and how dangerous, you know, reading the article about how dangerous these Christian militia groups
are. Yeah, I think we read it as if it were true, and that was the way it was presented, right?
Right, and but you were commenting as you were reading it. And anyway, I called you on it and said it's all most likely a bunch of baloney anyway, because I use my 80-20 rule. 80% of everything I read is false. 20% of it is true. You got to kind of sort through the false stuff to find the truth. And it's anybody's guess where the truth lies and where the falsehoods lie. But at any rate, it's coming out now that these guys weren't as bad as everybody said they were. It looks like there was... It was the usual thing with the FBI informant working on the inside, trying to stir up violence from a group that really just wanted to make a statement or try to prepare for the end or whatever their real motivation was. But, of course, the feds want to stick somebody in there to stir up the pot and try and get them to do something stupid so they can arrest them and then pat themselves on the back about how they prevented all these deaths that were about to happen. So...
I actually had a story about this in my show prep. I'm glad you brought it up, Gene. As I recall, we suggested that was a possibility. But certainly, wouldn't you admit, though, that a Fed could get into a group of people and stir up violence successfully?
And yes, certainly. And that's apparently what's happened several times, like the people that blew up the World Trade Center the first time. The guys that did the bombing there, it's obvious that the feds were involved. They trained them on how to use the explosives.
What do you think about this one, the one that came up in Times Square over the weekend? We haven't mentioned that yet tonight, but I guess they found a truck full of fertilizer that wasn't the right kind of fertilizer and an alarm
clock. It really
looks
like a comic thing.
What do you think about that, Gene?
I think it was probably either a setup to make it look like the May Day commies were involved in trying to make a statement on May Day, or... perhaps it was real May Day commies who just don't know how to build a bomb. I don't know which. But you don't hear any relationship to the fact that, hey, you know what? That was on May 1st, which is the commie day. So that's when the socialists would be planning their big bangs or whatever. So I think it's my own feeling, my gut feeling is that it's just a setup. It's just something that was put there to...
Just to try to scare people and give the New York police the excuse to seek more federal money?
Yeah, I think that's all it is. It's just another scare tactic.
We're going to see more and more of it, too.
So.
Say again, Curtis?
When you guys talk about this, I get this picture in my head of a box truck full of cow manure.
It wasn't quite that. It was a Nissan Pathfinder, as I recall.
Very small, and they said it had a couple of cans of gasoline in it and some fireworks and
firecrackers.
All it did was go poof and some smoke came out.
Yeah.
You know.
So thanks,
if you
Gene,
can't make gasoline explode in a car, you're pretty incompetent.
Yeah. Terrorism fail.
Now, Gene, I think the difference is sort of the why it is that the government is going about this. The speculation as to why it is the government's going about doing whatever it's doing. And I would say that this Hootery thing was likely either one overactive FBI agent that wants to make his life seem meaningful, because who wants to be put on who wants to be assigned to the group that isn't doing something terroristic, or one overactive field shield agent who's getting his minions to try to stir things up. And I'm not saying that they're not incentivized to do that kind of thing. It's just the idea that I think most people reject the idea that the government is doing this when really it's just people in the government, you know?
It's just people, and that's I don't like to say that the government does anything because the government doesn't technically exist. So they're just people that are trying to make a name for themselves and to get ahead and to get promotions. But the overall reason behind the wave of these kind of things that I think we're seeing is because the only thing that these people know how to do is to try to increase their funding, and they can't increase their funding if they don't have justification. So they create the justification so that they can scream for more funding. And I think that the people that are really in power at the top, the ones that have the greatest strength, pull on the most strings, I think they see that the end is coming. This whole house of cards is collapsing. And I think they're just trying to scare the heck out of everybody so that when it does fall down, they can point the fingers every which way but at themselves.
Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, as always, at 800-259-9231. Briefly, the story from the AP, and this came out last week. Our federal judge has challenged prosecutors to show that obviously they released them at this point, but to show that the 9 members of the Michigan militia accused of plotting a war against the government had done more than just talk and should remain locked up. The district judge in the case heard nearly 10 hours of testimony and arguments over 2 days. She didn't make a decision at that time, at the time the story was written, saying that a ruling would come soon, and clearly we know what that is now. But according to the story, the indictment accuses them of weapons violations and a rare crime, conspiring to commit sedition or rebellion against the government by first killing police officers. Undercover agent infiltrated the group and secretly made recordings that had been played in court. While there's talk about killing police, it's not specific. In one conversation, there are many people talking over each other and laughing. The judge pressed the point that once the assistant U.S. attorney argued in favor of keeping the 9 in jail, the judge suggested she didn't hear or read in the transcripts any indication that violence was imminent. She said that mere presence where a crime may be planned is not a crime. How does this add up to seditious conspiracy? And so I guess the prosecutors were not able to prove that particular allegation to the satisfaction of this government judge, who in many cases would have the incentive to keep these men in jail. So she let them out.
Good judge. It doesn't say much about their case, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. All right, toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think we know who the real terrorists are, people calling themselves government. At least this certainly
the ones telling lies and throwing people in jail for stuff they didn't do.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish. with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got our Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it, or if you're a lady listener, become a Free Talk Live Shriner. The details are there on the page, shrine.freetalklive.com. It's brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, memorydealers.com is a new, very...
The Shrine, actually, they bring you the cam, but still, let's talk about Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is a big sponsor of Free Talk Live, and they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. All the types of optical transceivers there are, SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, X2s, and they're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Coming up, we get a chance. We'll tell you about a guy who was arrested, or not sure who it was, but somebody was arrested apparently for asking directions. We'll talk about that. Mark will tell us the story, but we're taking your phone calls about what you want. So Fred is on the line in California. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind, Fred?
I got a promotion recently, and I work in the grocery store business, and it required me to change stores. I'm in control of the department, the produce department, and one of my underlings, if you will, is an ex-cop who was, and he's a young guy, he's like 27. He was the ex-cop who was off-duty, concealed carrying, and got drunk and pistol-whipped a guy.
Oh, my goodness.
In your store?
No.
No. And like the Jack in the Box.
This is why he's not a cop.
Yeah, Burger King parking lot.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought he was an ex-cop who later on pistol whipped. Okay, so that he while he was a cop, he pistol whipped somebody while drunk.
Off duty.
Off duty. Got it.
But concealed carrying. Correct. And he was relatively new. I think he had been on, been a cop for 2 years maybe at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was given probation, no jail time. And he told me his exact words were, "Working here is my prison." And so basically.
But hold on a second here. This is California. Now, the gun laws in California, from what I understand, are fairly they're pretty restrictive.
Yeah.
Use the word fair is not really appropriate. But they're pretty restrictive. So if you or I were to have gone out and pistol whipped somebody, especially while drunk, I think we probably would have seen the inside of a real jail cell. So that this guy would be saying, "This is my jail. Give me a break."
Yeah, currently the laws here, and they're enforced really restrictively, but you can open carry with the ammo on one, not in the gun. Most people carry on one side of the hip and then, an empty gun on the other side. But he was concealed carrying, and he told me that that's pretty common for off-duty cops.
I'm sure.
So now I'm just kind of in this dilemma, Obviously, I don't want to jeopardize my job or jeopardize my position of, I guess, ironically, authority, but... do you think there's any value in trying? He says he's in attempting to get back on the force, and that they're potentially going to let him. Do you think there's any value in trying to educate him? Would you?
Oh, I'm sure I'd share my opinions with him. I mean, you have to. What's going to be hard is to not look down on him and not, you have to deliver it with love and respect. And, what I'm hearing is I'm having, a hard time respecting this guy's position because, what he knows and what he has outlined and what he's pointed out very clearly is that he knows that he was in a status above us, you, me, and now he has been diminished to the status of normal people working at a normal job, producing something in the marketplace, and he doesn't like that. To him, that's prison, and it's hard. It's going to be hard for you, and this is the most important part of about talking to him is to not treat him like he like you might feel he deserves by believing that you're beneath him.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it wouldn't be appropriate, especially in the environment of my job, but at this point, I've only been there for a few weeks, and I just had some casual conversations to him, and he's a nice enough guy, in passing, and I haven't had any problems with him, and so I feel like if I talk about my own philosophy too much at work, I do it with other people, but I just feel it's with him. It's touchy,
Yeah, sure, it is touchy. In general, what you want to probably do is focus on areas of agreement. It's likely you can find some things with this guy that you agree on, like maybe gun freedom. Things that he's going to be in agreement with you on, and then you can take it from there and maybe explain the philosophy of liberty to him. But I mean, it's certainly possible that you could make a difference. I mean, even if the seed that you plant doesn't sprout while you know him. Even if he does end up getting back on the force and leaves the grocery store down the line, you never know what that seed will do that you planted. And of course, being nice is certainly the way to go. Brad Jardis, of course, is a perfect example of the different ways that liberty activists can treat people who are inside the system, especially people doing jobs where they're actively engaging in harming peaceful people like law enforcement officers. Brad Jardis kind of came to some ideas of freedom on his own, but he wasn't all the way when we first met him, Mark. He was vehemently against civil disobedience at that point in time, and now he's fully in favor of civil disobedience. In fact, he even wants to do some civil disobedience, as I understand it. So they come along if you encourage them gently and you don't puke on them. You don't just spew everything liberty all over top of them and turn them off. There's a possibility that they're going to come along over time. And because it's just such an infective message. It's a message, the message of freedom, the principles that we go by make sense. It makes logical sense. Even if that moment when you're speaking with him, he doesn't get it, you know, maybe months down the line when he's laying in bed wide awake at night thinking about stuff, it'll click. You never know what it's going to take. But one thing that will hurt you is being rude or dismissive towards him. And there was one point when Brad Jardis, again, formerly of law enforcement, when he was early on in his development, he came over to one of the forums, and I'm not going to name names, but he came over to one of the activist forums, and he wasn't exactly welcomed. In fact, he was kind of openly rejected. I don't know if they banned him. I don't really recall all the details, but let's just say there was some forum drama that centered around certain administrators of this forum essentially being intolerant of the fact that Brad hadn't come all the way to pure voluntarism.
Right.
He's here today, 3 years later. He's there. He calls himself a voluntarist, as I understand it. And it's because people like Mark and myself and others embraced him and showed him that we appreciated him and how far he's come along, and that we were friendly toward him, whereas these other people were very standoffish towards him. And, you know, we don't want to be a part of, we don't want you to be a part of our community. We're not interested in you. Because of other people that were more embracing toward him, he moved toward liberty. He had the courage and the strength to stand up against the oppressive drug war while he was in the police department, further and further and further, to the point where they tried to actually fire him. We stood by him. It was the fact that he had people he could turn to and that he could call friends that weren't his police buddies, a new group of friends that he could turn to and relate to and begin to get to know and appreciate and learn from, that that brought him all the way over. Had we treated him, Mark, like some people treated him, he'd probably still be a cop today, and he would think, boy, those Liberty people sure are a bunch of dicks.
Yeah, not a lot of fun to be treated that way.
Now, later on, the same people that had ostracized him, they ended up coming together. They ended up apologizing to one another and kind of kissing and making up. But it took people being willing to accept him for who he was at that time. And I think that was the most important thing that could have happened for him. So I hope that answers your question. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
So who do you think would fall under the impression that everybody in the Liberty movement was actually named Richard?
What?
I don't know how these jokes fly by you.
What kind of a joke is that? I mean, I got you. I thought you were talking about somebody named Richard who lives here in the area. Anyway, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, I don't remember what I said 5 minutes ago. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, there is enough time for your phone call. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, as we like to say tonight. It is Ian here with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Again, features there. We give away. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and then a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live. So you know Amazon, the world's largest internet superstore. They sell virtually everything, dozens of categories, used items. If you want to save a few extra bucks, plus, talk about saving money when you order, in many cases, products that are over $25 and more, you get free Super Saver shipping. Now, not everything, because they just have so many different vendors and products, but a whole lot of their brand new items have free Super Saver shipping attached to them. So head on over, get your shopping done, Free Talk Live benefits when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, you had a story that you wanted to share with us tonight, and I believe it's brought to us by copblock.org.
That's right. Do you want to hear about the Fort Lauderdale cop that arrests people for asking for his badge number, or do you want to hear about I think it's the Baltimore police officer that arrests people for asking for directions?
Let's go with the latter first.
Asking for directions.
Yes.
I am having a computer error here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So it's on the front page of our website, though, right? So, like, now if it's at freetalklive.com.
I could tell you the story, but I, you know, okay. Here, we've pulled it up. I don't know what's going on with my computer, but it's acting very, very sluggish.
Yeah.
It's
a top story right now, by the way, at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, these folks have gone to the Baltimore game against the Red Sox, which I don't know if it's a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a big deal to anybody else, but it's a big deal up here in Boston because I got swept. In the Boston area. So Baltimore police arrested a Virginia couple over the weekend after they asked an officer for directions. And this story just keeps on going on and getting weirder as time goes by. So the News 11 team reporter David Collins said Joshua Kelly and Laura Brooke of Chantilly, Virginia, got lost leaving the Orioles game on Saturday. Collins reported a city officer arrested them for trespassing on a public street while they were asking for directions. In jail for 8 hours, sleeping on a concrete floor next to a toilet,
wow.
Kelly said. It was a nightmare, Brooke said. I was in there thinking I was just dreaming and waiting to wake up.
Baltimore jail? I imagine that could be very nightmarish.
Oh, my God. Baltimore, for those that haven't been there.
It's like a country club up here compared
to
nothing
nice about that. Collins reported that it was a nightmare ending in a nearly perfect day. He had said the couple went to a company.
One of those box things that companies get. Are you having trouble, Mark? Do you need help?
I'm really having some problems with my computer right now. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what. This nice thing that we have this website here, and then it's right there at the top of the page, because I can just go click on it.
Okay. So the company picnic and watched the Orioles beat the Kansas City. It was their first trip to Camden Yards and asked two people for directions to Interstate 95 South when they left. Collins said that somehow they ended up in the Cherry Hill section of South Baltimore, hopelessly lost. Relief melted away concerns after they spotted a police vehicle. I said, thanks goodness, can you please help us get to I-95?
Our heroes are here. They're our saviors. We pay them for these services.
Well, you know, to be fair, it says here that their parents are police officers.
It does say that, yeah.
So,
well, why wouldn't they expect things to go well then, right?
Right, they'd be just like mom and dad. They'd be so helpful and loving and courteous. And really, it's not an unreasonable expectation. The average cop who is, you know, in it for the right reasons and is generally tries to be helpful toward people, I've had cops give me directions before. I mean, it's not an unusual thing to ask a cop for directions, especially if you're in unfamiliar territory.
So it says, thank goodness, can you help us get to I-95? The first thing she did was say, no. You just ran that stop sign over there. Pull over.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't a big deal. We'll pay the stop sign violation, but can we have directions? What she said was, you found your own way here. You can find your own way out.
Wow.
Colin said, then spotted another police vehicle and flagged the officer down for directions. But Officer Natalie Preston, a six-year veteran of the force, intervened. That really threw us for a loop when she stepped in between our cars, Kelly said. She said, my partner is not going to step in front of me and tell you directions if I'm not. So she prevented another police officer from going in. And you know how the thin blue line closes in.
Yeah.
This person doesn't know. Here. Yeah, I don't even, 6 years, who knows. But they don't even know. They just, you know, like, well, I don't know what it's about, but I know who's on my side. Collins reported the circumstances got worse. Kelly pulled 40 feet forward, parking next to the curb, and put his flashers on while Brooke was on the phone with her father, hoping he could help her with directions. You know, checking MapQuest or whatever. Both her parents are police officers in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area. Brooke's father was in the middle of giving us directions when the officer screeched up behind us, got out of the car, and asked us to step out. I obeyed, Kelly said. I obeyed everything. I stepped out of the car. I put my hands behind
my
back.
Damn right, they got guns.
And the next thing I know, I'm arrested for trespassing.
Wow.
By the time I was completely in tears, Brooke said. I said, ma'am, you know, we just need your help. We're not trying to cause you any trouble. I'm not leaving him here. What she said was what she did was walk over to my side of the car and said, okay, we're taking you downtown, too.
Wow.
How does this happen?
Are you really asking that question? How does this happen?
It's
the
crazy.
Cops don't care. These are cops who are on power
trips. Not the cops. This cop clearly didn't. I'm sure the next cop would have given these kids some directions.
Maybe they would have.
But here's what it is. The cops have unlimited power and can do what they want. And I'm sure plenty of cops care and plenty of cops don't, but they're not incentivized to care. If they want to act like this, I believe it's Officer Pearson here, they can do whatever they want.
Right. They're completely protected. And as you say, Mark, the thin blue line closes around them. Plus, the good cops are afraid of the bad cops. So the good cops that are in the system, they're trying to do their best within this kind of tyrannical, awful system. They don't really want to go up against the bad cops because they know that in many cases the bad cops rise through the ranks. So a lot of the times the officers that are above them are also corrupt. And so, you know, they could be blackballed. They could be taken outside of the thin blue line and no longer protected by their buddies. So they just shut up and look the other way when stuff like this happens. They talk a lot about how many good cops there are. The cops talk a lot about how many good cops there are. But as long as the cops are out doing harm to peaceful people and the good cops do nothing, then the good cops aren't doing all they could do to be good cops. And I'm not saying I don't appreciate what they do.
That's supposed to be the check, right? Like, that's supposed to be the check and the balance on this circumstance. And, you know, the idea is that cops are going to police themselves, and they simply do not. I don't know what the reasons are, the psychological reasons. I mean, what it appears to be is a team mentality, us versus them. But this officer in this situation should have stopped the this Pearson lady from going clearly bananas and giving these kids directions. Hey, I need to have a little more information here, Officer Pearson. It appears as though these people just want some directions. Are you preventing these people from getting some directions? It says on the side of the car, Officer Pearson, that you're here to protect and serve. Are you not protecting and serving in this circumstance? But the cop didn't do that, and they never do.
They have no duty to protect and serve you. They are actually
protecting. It's because they're going to get creamed. You saw what happened with Brad Jardis when he actually stood up to the law enforcement officers.
They tried to fire him.
The union rep went after him. They don't want this amongst their crew.
No, they don't look bad either.
Maybe there's good cops, but they're working within a very corrupt system.
Right. So whatever this woman does, this cop in this case, she can do. And there's not much that's going to happen to her. What are they going to do? File a complaint? As we talked about last week, good luck.
Oh, here's another thing to file a complaint on. Besides, getting taken downtown, the gal here, Brooke, is trying to get a job as a child care worker, and apparently they're doing a criminal background check, and so she's afraid this is going to screw that up. But here's the icing on the proverbial cake. Collins said the police left Kelly's car unlocked, the windows down in the impound lot. He reported a cell phone charger,
a
pair of sunglasses, and 20 CDs were stolen. He's lucky some homeless person didn't take a crap on his front seat and his driver's side seat.
In the impound lot.
Yeah. The Baltimore City police said they were looking into the incident.
Now, in Baltimore, the impound lot's going to be fenced. They're going to have a fence with barbed wire on top of that sucker.
They're going to have the whole works. It's probably more than a fence. It's probably a wall.
Yeah, here in Keene, New Hampshire, I don't think that exists. You get towed to a towing company, if they have a fence up, that's their business. The tow yard that Sam got his car towed to did not have a fence of any sort. Around here, it's a little different. But there's security around that area, no doubt about it. And so that means somebody that had access to it, because it's very unlikely that somebody would cut a chain on a fence and break into a impound lot just to get some CDs out of a car.
Yeah.
It was the cops, likely, and the people or the people running the lot.
Somebody worked for the government. But it's difficult.
It's probably a government
to say.
Lot. Yeah.
It's impossible to say, because if they do that on a regular basis, they have some kind of out. They have, we let people in here all the time to get their cars back. They could, they could have gone in there. They have some kind of out.
All right, we are out of time for the radio side of things here. Curtis is going to stick around with us for an extended edition of the program. We're going to talk a lot about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up this June. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more, porcfest.com, and more coming up. If you're on our internet stream, stick around. Radio listeners, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to end the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.